Hey there, before I come inside, can I just thank you one more time for this? Well, yeah, but I don't know, I feel like I owe you one for this. I mean, my friends are really mean to you guys sometimes. I mean, they're kind of mean to everyone all of the time. But, I mean, I know they try to bully you guys for playing the game, and I don't know, I just really want to learn how to play it myself, you know? So, thanks. Thanks for, you know, giving me a shot despite the people who I usually have to hang out with. Huh? Oh, well, no, not have to, but, I mean, if you ever tell Stacy no, ugh, sorry, no, you know what, it doesn't matter. Hey, it's getting a bit chilly. Could I just come in? Thanks. Oh, whoa, you already printed everything out? Oh, that's great. I did print out one of those character sheet thingies myself, but I don't have any idea of what any of it means, and yeah, so could we maybe just begin with that? Yeah, just make a character so I can learn what I can do if and when we start playing. Yeah, that sounds great. Okay, so I don't really have any idea yet on, like, the mechanics or anything. I guess I'm really coming to you guys as, like, a blank slate. I know that you mentioned that, like, everyone plays by, like, the rules in their own way, and, like, everyone, like, tweaks it to suit their own group of friends or whatever. So, I don't know, just can we start from the beginning of how you guys play? Alright, great. Okay, stats? Yeah, no, I saw those. Yeah, strength is obvious, charisma too. Yeah, I'm just a bit confused about the rest. Like, the difference between intelligence and wisdom, or what dexterity does exactly? And I've never heard of the Constitution, well, except for in the context of politics. But something tells me that I'm not going to get that from my character. Okay, I really hope you don't mind. I know it's kind of inconvenient, but I was taught a while back that if you just kind of summarize what someone says after they say it, it can kind of help you remember. So, I'm just going to do that as you explain, if that's okay? Wait, really? It's okay? You're not going to make fun of me for it or anything? Oh. Okay. Yeah. Oh, no, it's just when Stacy would make fun of me for it, everyone would just kind of jump in, so it doesn't matter. Just thank you. Anyway, yeah, so the differences between intelligence and wisdom is okay, it's like book smarts versus street smarts. Oh, okay, so it's kind of like Einstein versus MacGyver? I mean, one's based on books and theories and, you know, and the other is just being able to use the situation you're in to get yourself out of the pinch, right? Yeah, okay, no, I can definitely remember that. So, what, is dexterity like? Okay, it's like reflexes and hand-eye coordination. Ugh. Yeah, okay, I'm pretty sure my real deck's awful. I can barely hit the broadside of a barn. Uh-huh. Okay, so bodybuilders would have a lot of strength, acrobats have a lot of dexterity, and constitution affects HP, hit points. Oh, come on, don't look so shocked. I do play video games, you know. I know a few things. What? Why do you look even more shocked now? What? Do I not look the type to play games? Please. That preppy popular girl thing is, well, it's kind of like a shell, you know? Just, you know, keeping up appearances so I don't get messed with. Do my friends know? Oh, no, of course not. No, I'd never live it down. I just, you know, play it by myself, and I know no one's watching. Oh, but you can't tell anyone, okay? Please? No, I mean it. This is important, okay? No, it just is. It really is. Look, I was bullied my whole life until I came here and somehow fell in with the right group. And I just don't want to lose that, you know? Yeah, I mean, I don't get bullied, my books don't get ripped up, and no one puts gum in my hair. I'm safe, and I don't know, if hiding my true self keeps me safe, then that's just what I need to do. You promise? Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, it's just things got really bad at my old school, and I'm just really scared to go back to that. Anyway, so HP is just hit points, and in the games that I play, when you hit zero, you die, so I guess it's game over if you hit zero here? Not necessarily. What does that mean? Oh, okay, keeping it simple first. Yeah, no, that's fine with me. Okay, so, statistics are a number between 1 and 20, and from the statistic you get a modifier. And the statistic actually comes through the game. Okay, so I take it the higher the number is, the better. Okay, but I still don't know how to translate the statistic to the modifier. Right, so divide by 2, subtract 5. So if I had like a stat like 20, then I would get a modifier of 5? Oh, plus 5. That was going to be my next question, but I guess that means you can have negative modifiers too. So what stats are important? Oh, it depends on your class. What are we doing? Going back to school? I was already pretty bad at math. No, I'm joking, I'm joking. Okay, serious face. Oh, okay, so depending on what class you're playing as, some stats are more important than others. Yeah, that makes sense. That happens in video games too. Okay, so strength for fighters seems obvious. Dex for rogues. Yeah, I see that in a lot of games. And intelligence for wizards. All right, but who gets wisdom then? Clerics? Okay. And constitution? Oh, barbarians? All right, I guess because they're kind of like brutes or something? Oh, okay, I see. And then charisma for warlocks. So, fighters, that's probably like a warrior or something? Okay. I know rogues in other games are like assassins and thieves. Is it the same for D&D? Okay, cool. So barbarians are just, huh? Oh, like Viking berserkers? Oh, that's fucking cool. All right, And so wizards sound like mages and clerics just sound like priests by the name alone, right? Okay. And what about warlocks? Oh, okay. So I have those to choose from? What? You wrote them all down? Okay, let's see. Holy cow, this is a ton! Okay, hold on, let me read all this. Okay, so barbarian, bard, cleric, druid, fighter, monk, paladin, ranger, rogue, sorcerer, warlock, wizard, and artificer. Okay, so barbarians are the angry Vikings, bards are artists with magic, clerics are holy mages, druids are nature mages, fighters are just everything, attack. Monks are mixed martial arts. Oh, paladins are crusaders with a spark of magic. And rogues are thieves and assassins. Sorcerers are mages who got their power from their parents. Warlocks are mages who got their power from their boss. Wizards are mages who got their power from university. And artificers are mad scientists who have magic in the same way Inspector Gadget has magic. Oh, that is a lot to take in. Okay, it might be simpler just to ask what's your favorite class? Paladin. Okay. And what class are you playing for the game I'm gonna be joining? Oh, okay, also a paladin. Okay, what if I play a cleric so we could both be from the same religion in the game? We don't have to, of course. It's just, I think it'd be really fun to play, like a shy little priestess if you're one of those knights in the really big and intimidating armor and, I'm just peeking out from behind it like, hey, excuse me, we're kind of looking for something. Oh, I can play that? Oh, great. Okay. How do I do that? Okay. So, cleric, focus on wisdom and strength and constitution if I have the stats, and then we'll just pick a race to accompany that. Okay, so what races are there? Yeah, that are small, you know. Yeah. Well, no, it's just I'm like picturing the situation where my character's just standing on your shoulders, and I don't know, I think it's really funny, and so I wanted to do that, if I can. Okay, goblin, gnome, and halfling. Halfling sounds interesting. Are they just smaller humans? Aw, that sounds really cute. Okay, I'm definitely choosing them then. Okay, so I'm gonna be a halfling cleric traveling with a variant human paladin. Does the variant part mean you took a subrace like the halflings have, or? Oh. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. That sounds complicated again. But now that we have the basic concept, how about a break? Yeah? Okay, cool. Hold on. I'm not completely useless here. Yeah, no, I did a bit of research online on what to bring to the first session, and aside from a filled-in character sheet, snacks were almost always recommended. So I brought a big bag of chips and some chocolate with me. If you've got anything to just put them in, we can probably share more easily, but I guess eating out of the same bag isn't terrible either. All right, so what time are the others coming? Oh, what? I'm a day early? Oh my God. Oh, why didn't you tell me? Well, I mean, at least that means I get a little bit more time to get used to the game. What? No, it's not like I'm here against my will or anything. I'm honestly kind of digging this. In fact, I think I'll try to binge as much info as I can when I go home, too. Well, yeah, I'm really excited. Oh, wait, what is it? You look kind of surprised. It's because you are. Oh, well, then I bet you definitely didn't expect me to come talk to you when you saw me at the cafe, right? Yeah, and much less ask if I could join the game you and your friends have been playing for as long as I could remember, you guys. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I've kind of been wanting to talk to you about this for a while now. Well, yeah. I mean, I've always seen you and your friends as really kind of brave, for sticking with what you like and not apologizing for it. I mean, Stacy and her besties, they kind of run the group I'm in, and they can be pretty ruthless. She practically owns the school, after all. Yeah, that's kind of why I still run with them. I get seen as one of the cool kids, and that kind of gives me a sort of protection. Plus, Stacy knows I'm pretty smart. I used to get straight A's, but straight A's don't stop people from bullying you. It does help, though, when she's about to bomb a test and needs help. It keeps me in the clear, at least for a little while. Huh? Sucking up? I mean, not really. Or, well, I mean, look, it beats having my locker stink bombed, And besides, it isn't sunshine and roses in the cool kids club either. Oh, don't you give me that look. I mean, Stacy insists that we all color coordinate our outfits every day, and she loses her shit if we don't. Yeah, I mean, I can never just wear what I want to wear without her just throwing a fit over it. And do you remember when she was screaming at that girl who was wearing a black necklace with a pink shirt? Yeah, just for that, Stacy went berserk. Yeah, she is truly a horrible person, but honestly, we're all kind of afraid to stand up for ourselves, even though we all know we're equally miserable. That's why I've kind of been jealous of you guys. Well, yeah, I mean, you guys just get to be yourselves. You just play the games you like and do the things you do. You always look like you're having so much fun. I mean, Stacy doesn't even scare you guys. I remember when she went over to scream at you guys the first week the classes started, and you guys just kept playing without even acknowledging her. I'd never seen anyone do something like that. Yeah, I honestly thought that was pretty cool of you, so I don't know, I'm just really honored that I get to be a part of the real Cool Kids Club. Hey, I know this might be a bit forward, but you said you played video games too, right? Can I maybe see what you've got? I don't know, maybe you've got some cool co-ops I haven't played yet? Yeah? Okay, let's go take a look.